We are attached to this body, huh? When we are young, we like it. When we are old, we despise it.
I don't know why we love it so much.
That's exactly why we need to do investigation. It's like you ask a kid why it loves, you know, why it loves the computer game so much. I just love it. No specific reason. Entertaining. So difficult to cut down on these kilesas. That is our life, yeah? Mamami kamtamna. That is our life. We work so hard for this body, yeah? The first 18 years, we train it and train it and train it, yeah? We train it to walk, we train it to talk, and then we train to write and read, yeah? So that we become clever, yeah? And then we train it to think, yeah? Because we couldn't think in the beginning, yeah? We just were processing data, yeah? I mean, whenever we saw something, we had to put in the memory, what is this, yeah? What is that, yeah? Well, takes a long time, you know, to upload our computer. It's just like installing Windows and then all these apps on it that we need for our work, yeah? Huh? That goes much faster. And then we can use it, and then we have to work for it. Yeah? We have to work for it, you know, in the West, 40 years, yeah? And then we have a little bit, you know, once the body is, you know, I mean, we depleted all the energy of the body, then we get retired, yeah? And then we don't know what to do, some of us, yeah? Some of us, they stop working and they don't know what to do, yeah? With their life. Because their life is motivated by work, 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 work. Yeah? And then in the end it dies. Yeah, and what did this body give us? Huh? That is a question we should ask ourselves. First of all, you know, I mean, asking ourselves, you know, the value of a human life. What is the value of a human life? Yeah, I mean, the first we have to train it for 18 years, then we have to work it for 40 years, you know, and then we wait for death, you know, for another 20 years, or maybe sometimes only 5 years. Yeah? That depends, huh? I mean, when you work, you know, when you work day in, day out, you know, I mean, what is your life about? You get up, you know, I mean, you're hungry, you eat something, you know, you wash your face, you know, then you go to work, and in the evening, tired, you come back home, you eat something, yeah, and watch a bit telly, you know, and then go to bed. That's what we call life, you know, I mean, a very... Yeah, it's a turning around, you know, and because everybody around does it, we never question it. Yeah? That is the key. Nobody questions it. Yeah? What is it? Yeah? I remember when I was studying in the United States, I wrote to my father, what is this life, you know? I mean, we go to work, you know, and then, you know, I mean, he didn't have an answer. I said, this is something, you know, I mean, what is it? You know, there must be something more, you know, just to work, you know, and to eat, you know, and to sleep. There must be something more. There must be some value. But at that time, I didn't yet, you know, I mean, got into contact with Buddhism. Tanalek. I don't know, but what is today? You know, why do they come on Sundays? Well, hurry up. Yeah, until I got in contact with Buddhism, I didn't really know, you know, what is the purpose of our life? I asked it, you know, when I was 12, you know, I was thinking about it, yeah? I mean, in Christian terms, yeah? What is the sense, you know? I mean, why does God, you know, put somebody in a ghetto in New York and the other one is born as a prince, yeah? In Saudi Arabia, for instance, yeah? Has all the money in the world, yeah? And the other doesn't have anything, yeah? He has to steal to, you know, to feed himself, because he doesn't get work. I mean, that seems to me unfair. That seems to me unjust. And I found, you know, I found when I was young, I found this world so cruel. Really cruel, you know, people, you know, only thinking about themselves, you know, and pushing everybody away so they can climb up the ladder before us. But the answer, you know, the answer I couldn't find in Christianity. I mean, it didn't make sense. Believe in God, you know, and So where is he? Where is he? One teacher one time said to me, you know, in German you greet, you know, say hello to God, and then the teacher answered, you know, well, if you see him, you know, give my regards to him. But nobody ever has seen God. The Christian believe they have to wait until they die to be able to see God. But if there is no God, you know, then they lived all their life, you know, in vain, yeah? In a hope, you know, that has not been fulfilled, yeah? And most of them will wake up in hell and say, well, why did I go to hell? I believed in God, you know. He should save me. He's the Savior, or Jesus, he's the Savior. He saves everybody, yeah? No. Until I got in touch with Buddhism, I never understood, yeah? And then suddenly, you know, especially, there are two things about Buddhism that intrigued me. The first thing is, it's not the first life, and it will not be the last life. And karma, yeah? I mean, whatever you do will result in consequences, yeah? Whatever action you do will result in consequences of action. Yeah, whatever you do in speech, you know, will result in consequences of speech. Whatever you throw out will come back to you. Yeah, the boomerang. Yeah, or, you know, I mean, even Jesus said it: whatever you sow, that you will reap. Yeah, but people don't understand it because I mean, how can I reap this now? You know, because I don't know that I sow it. But only if you take then into account, you know, your previous life, huh? Just like the farmer doesn't remember what he has planted last year, yeah? Huh? And he suddenly gets a harvest and said, I don't want that. I want something else, yeah? And he forgot that he has planted it in the last year, yeah? So we have forgot, you know, all the things, yeah? And karma is the most important thing and the crucial thing. If we understand that really, yeah? I mean, our life could be so easy. We hate when bad things are happening to us. We blame God and all the other things. Yeah? We blame our neighbors, you know. I mean, we blame God. We blame our parents, you know. Huh? Where were you, Carlos? Where were we English?
We were talking about you spend all your life getting this education so you can do this.
Yeah.
And so you can acquire all these things. And then...
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, and then you just wait for death to come. And you work hard, you know. Every day you woke up, you know. I mean, and then you go to work, you know. You work for this body, you know. And what kind of happiness does the body give you? We think this body gives us happiness, yeah? But the happiness the body gives us is actually when you're hungry, and then you eat, yeah? But when you're full, you don't want to eat. So we think, you know, eating is happiness. But if eating is happiness, then we could eat 24 hours a day, but we cannot. Huh? We only get rid of the unpleasant feeling, and then that's what we think is pleasant, yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, when we're hungry, we eat, you know, then we think, oh, that is fine, you know, now I'm fine, yeah? 5 hours later, we're hungry again, and then we eat again, yeah? When we are tired, you know, when we are so tired, oh, it is so nice to sleep. But we can't sleep for 24 hours, huh? When we wake up, you know, we need to move this body, you know, and so on, and so on. Yeah. So I mean, the happiness that arises in the body is only the getting rid of the unhappiness or the dukkha of the body. Getting rid, you know, of hunger, getting rid of sleepiness, getting rid of tiredness, or getting rid of, you know, when we need to go to the toilet. Yeah? Then we think, that's so nice. When all the shit comes out, we feel relieved, yeah? And that's the only thing, yeah? That's why I call it, you know, the happiness of the body is like when you have a pot of hot coal, yeah, and a pot of ice water, yeah. I mean, you put your finger in the hot coal, you know, and it gets so hot, you know, and then you put, so much, yeah, huh? Orgasm, yeah. That's when the pharynx come to Thailand, you know. I mean, They go on the beach, you know, and they heat themselves up until they can't stand the heat anymore. And then they go into the, you know, the cold water or the cooler water, you know, until they can't stand the cold anymore. Then they heat themselves up and then they cool themselves down. And then they say, this was a wonderful day. That is the happiness of the body. But actually the happiness arises in the heart. And nobody, you know, normally nobody in the West looks after the heart, no? That knows the things that are going on. And we don't understand, you know, when we are born from one life after the other, yeah? What makes us born, you know, when we think about karma. Karma is that what goes into the next life and determines how our next life will be. Yeah? I mean, if you go to hell, yeah? I mean, we cannot take our good karma there. We can get rid of some of the bad karma there, yeah? When we can come up, you know, we can enjoy our good karma, yeah? And then we come, sooner or later we come back as a human being, you know, to produce enough good or bad karma to go to hell for thousands or 10,000 of years, or to go to heaven for 100,000 of years, and then we come back again, yeah? To create all this good or bad karma. And whatever, you know, when we are born, yeah? That's why what you see, you know, what I did not understand and why I questioned, you know, when I was 12 years, why is this person born there and why is this person born there? Why does he have good parents who look after him and who really help him, you know, and why are these parents, you know, just educate him to be a thief or murderer? I mean, they are both, you know, infants, huh? And if you remember, you're old enough. I mean, in the 70s, there was some of the psychologists said, you know, I mean, a baby, you know, is a plain piece of paper. Of course, you know, 10 years or 15 years later, they said, no, that is not true. Yeah. But at that time, yeah. No, it is not a piece of paper. It comes with a lot of garbage. It comes with a lot of good things. Yeah. And that determines. Karma determines if you are born as in a human life, if you are born as a woman or if you are born as a male. Yeah? It's a karma that determines it. Yeah? It's a karma if you have a strong body or a weak body, if you have a healthy body or an unhealthy body, if you have a long life or a short life. That is all determined by the karma of the previous lives. So people think, you know, if I don't do this, you know, I will have a longer life. No, the life is, you know, when you're born, you know, the clock is ticking. And it ticks, 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 ticks until it stops ticking, yeah? No matter what you do. And that is because of karma. And the Lord Buddha, you know, gave in one, I think it was only one, you know, I mean, one sutta, you know, he explained it, you know. The people who don't take lives, who don't harm people, who don't take lives of animals or human beings, yeah, will have a long life in the next life, yeah? Not in this life, yeah? And the people who take lives, yeah? I mean, who kill people or harm people, yeah? Will have a very short life in the next life. So, now we understand it. And they will have this kind of disease, or they will be healthy. They won't have any kind of disease except for the normal influenza, or you know, whatever it is called, yeah. But they will not die because of this influenza. They will die because, you know, the karma is, oh, the run out of karma for this life, yeah. That's the cause of death. The karma ends. No matter what you do. But whatever you do in this life, will have an effect on the next life. And that's what people, especially Christians or even Muslims, can't see. Or even probably Hindus can't see, that what we're doing now is just like the farmer. He plants the seeds for his next life where he can harvest them. And then, our saying that is so famous in the West, whatever you do unto others, others will do unto you. Yeah. For whatever happens to you right now, you have done unto others. But nobody tells us this. Yeah? Whatever happens right now in this life, be it good or be it bad, is because of our karma, not because of this crazy neighbor, not because of this president, not because of the government. Yeah? It is because of our karma. We are born in this society because of our karma. We are born within this family because of our karma. We have these kind of siblings because of our karma. Yeah? And we get this kind of work and this kind of, gratification for our work because of our karma. Because there are people, who studied with you, at the university, and they were paid much less. They didn't get a good job. They had the same kind of qualifications, And even in school you saw it, at university you saw it, some people are very smart. They pick it up instantly, and other people, what is what's going on, you have it in every class, And there are doctors, who are very good, who instantly see, what is going on. And there are doctors, who don't really know. Or there are companies, you can't hear the music that they compose, because it's so terrible. And there are others, just like Mozart or Beethoven or Grieg or whatever you call, Tchaikovsky, wow, Because they have trained life after life after life in the same kind of profession. Yeah? And that's why they are good at it. Yeah? It has nothing to do, it all depends on our karma. Whatever we have done in previous lives, parts of it we take in this life and we can take hold of it. Yeah? So nothing is, there's hardly anything a chance, yeah? The Lord Buddha said there are chances, but it's hardly anything. 99.9% of it is because of our karma. Yeah? Whatever we did, when you didn't train being an engineer only for one life, yeah? When you went to university, you're a quick understander, yeah? Because you trained in these kind of, technical thinking, for lives and lives of life. Huh? Maybe you were a war engineer, you do, yeah. Our lives are long, yeah. And we have been soldiers, and we have been so often, yeah. We have been farmers, we have been all these, yeah. Very, very simple. We have been slaves, and we have been slave masters and so on, yeah. So there is a change, There is a change of things. Once you perfect it, one of the jobs, it becomes boring. In the next life, you choose another job. You choose another profession. And in this another profession, you suck in the beginning, yeah? And you're not really good at it, yeah? Because you have to learn it, yeah? It takes a learning, yeah? People who who get up, on the stage, and talk to the crowd, yeah? For some people it is very difficult, for other people it is very easy, yeah? And they can entice crowds, yeah? Because of their karma. It's not because of, you know, of their money or things like that. Yeah, it is because of their karma. They have been teachers, they have been this and they have been that, you know, I mean, and we can all draw from this kind of karma. And we can also draw from good kind of karma, we can also draw from bad kind of karma. Yeah? So it is there, it is the basis, you know, just like when you go to your house, yeah? I mean, there are lots of things there. You can grab hold of this, or you can grab hold of that, yeah? Whatever you choose at that moment, yeah? But it is there. Yeah. And normally when we are born into this life, we have a certain goal that we want to pursue in this life. Yeah. Lots of people forget it because, I mean, they are too busy with this body. Yeah. And then only when they are 60, 70, what did I do with my life? I completely forgot my goal, my aim. Yeah. I was running aimlessly through the world, you know, I mean, just looking after this body, but, you know, what is this life all about? Yeah? So karma is a very important thing, yeah? And karma can only be understood, you know, with reincarnation. Yeah? If there is no reincarnation, if there is only one life, like the Christians say, it doesn't make any sense, yeah? Even the teaching of Jesus don't make any sense. Yeah? Huh? And this is something that we have to understand. Yeah? And if we understand it, you know, then we can be rather happy, you know, in this life, because you know, whatever comes to me, you know, is because of my own doing. It is not the fault of this person, it is not the fault of that person, it is not fault, yeah, of this society or this government or that government, yeah. We are born into this society, you know, just like I was born into Germany, yeah, probably still at a good time, yeah. I didn't want to be born now. But anyway, but I still was missing out, you know, on the Dhamma teaching of Thailand. But I had some good karma that was drawing me to Thailand, yeah? To understand and to read and to stay with a great master, yeah? It was also part of my karma, but it was not predominant, yeah? I mean, I had to make the, yeah, it wasn't an easy decision, yeah, to come to Thailand, yeah. I would rather stay, you know, in a country where I know the customs and where I know the languages, yeah, yeah, than to go to a country that is completely different, yeah. I mean, has a completely different customs, yeah, and language, you know, hardly anybody speaks. So, There was some good karma, you know, to be able to come to Thailand, but, you know, I mean, it wasn't the first choice, yeah? Yeah? But I did make it, you know, and then I joined it, yeah? So, I mean, whatever, you know, I mean, there are things, you know, that we can draw onto, yeah? When we are at a certain stage where we have the possibility to decide. But we have all sorts of karma, yeah? So, I mean, for a person, yeah, for a person who follows his karma, yeah, his mainstream karma, yeah, I mean, it is pretty, I mean, his life is pretty predestined, yeah. Huh? A person who suddenly says, oh, there's another way, it's not the main road. Oh, let's see, you know, what is on the side road, yeah. But on the side road, you know, I mean, it is not so comfortable, yeah? On the side road, there might be a stony path, there might be a meadow, there might be a thick forest or dangerous forest, there might be a mountain, you know? So, and he has to walk pretty much by himself, yeah? But he can decide at any moment, you know, to go left or right or straight on or backwards, yeah? Because we don't have only one kind of karma, yeah? We have certain kind. But the strongest karma, that's what most people do, you know? I mean, they're born in there, you know, and they just follow their karma, yeah? But, you know, I mean, our path of practice is, you know, is just like, I mean, we decided to go off the main road, yeah? And then things, you know, things become not, yeah, they don't become very obvious, yeah? I mean, now we meet this, how do I handle this, yeah? Because we can't ask anybody else, yeah? Well, because the other people are walking on the main road, yeah? Enjoying their life, you know, having party, one party after another until they drop into hell. And we, Jesus said it, you know, the mass is going the broad, yeah, going through the broad gate, you know, that leads to destruction, and only if you're going the stony path that leads to heaven, yeah? Isn't that clear? Yeah? So, and we are going the stony path, and we will face all sorts, you know, at every corner there is lurking some sort of hindrances, and we have to tackle these hindrances to be able to go on, yeah? But then, you know, we will reach, you know, we will not reach only heaven, but we will reach not to be born again, you know, Nibbana, yeah? If we go the whole path. But it's our decision, and every moment we make this decision. Do I stay 1 month or do I stay 2 months? Yeah, that is a decision, you know. And then you see the fight, the inner fight. Yeah, oh, 2 months isn't it too long? Or do I ordain or not ordain? Yeah, it's also a decision that we can make. Yeah, and if I ordain, do I go to a monastery where the life is very easy, you know, where everything is plentiful, or do I go into a more strict monastery, you know, where I'm constantly, you know, reminded of what my real work is, yeah? That I should practice, yeah? Okay, so I think that is, you understand now, karma?
Yes.
Yeah? All the bodily karma, yeah?
I understand.
Yeah? We create this body, you know? And when you look, I mean, somewhere in the long sayings, it is one of the, it is a book, you know, about, you know, lengthy sayings about the Buddha. He said, in the beginning, when we came into this world, you know, our bodies were just earth. Yeah? So over billion, I mean, trillions, or I don't even know what is more than trillions. Trillions of life, we develop this body, and it becomes more and more sophisticated, but the more sophisticated it becomes, I mean, the more fragile it becomes as well. Yeah? So it is, this is, we develop this body, yeah? And people say, oh, this is amazing, this is amazing, this is God's work, yeah? I mean, God created this universe, yeah? No, we created this universe. We created, and it's not only one person who created this universe. We all, you know, took part into this creation, yeah? And we defined the rules, yeah? And these rules are the five precepts. We defined these rules, yeah? To be able, you know, to live in this universe, who does bad, you know, will receive bad, who does good, will receive good, yeah? We defined these rules. We defined this game, yeah? Just like, you know, just like a bunch of people, you know, sitting there in a software company and defining, and creating a game. And people, you know, get enticed into, trapped into this game, you know? And they play it over and over and over again, yeah? So, I mean, we were the ones who created this world, you know? All of us took part in it, yeah? And then we got trapped by our own creation, yeah? We were fooled by our own creation. It's just like, you know, people who build something nice and they're, wow, this is so wonderful, yeah? I mean, if you design a house or build a house, you know, and then you say, oh, this is so wonderful. Who created this? You! Just like this body, yeah? And it will become more and more sophisticated, yeah? And then it changes, you know, and then it goes more and more primitive, you know, and then it changes. When you see what the Lord Buddha says, you know, I mean, there's a hive, you know, I mean, where it is very sophisticated, and then it slowly, you know, when the Dhamma goes lower and lower and lower and disappears, the bodies will be less and less and less sophisticated, yeah? Because these people don't have that kind of karma of having a sophisticated body, because they didn't put enough good things, you know, or didn't develop, you know, they only looked, you know, for, yeah, for sexual pleasure and sensual pleasure. Anyway, so If you understand that, you know, it's good. Yeah? So don't blame anybody. You know? Don't blame your wife. Don't blame the government. Don't blame anybody. You know, I mean, it's all your own doing.
I wish I could understand what I did in the other life, because to make it this far and to have this and to end up here,
yeah,
to be able to listen to this and to...
That means you supported the Dhamma, the true Dhamma, in your previous lives, you know, in one of your previous lives. But it was, I mean, you just supported, you know, towards the end of your life, you know, you supported the Dhamma because, I mean, probably, you know, I mean, you didn't have a lot of work to do, and then maybe you met one of the Buddhas, you know, said, wow, this is great, you know, and then you gave everything, you know, to him, you know, and supported him. And that's why, you know, only towards the end of your life, I mean, you get this good karma coming towards your way, yeah? And it's few people, you know, when you look at the billions of people who live on this planet, what is it, 7 or 8 billions now, yeah? I mean, how many people have the opportunity to live in a monastery and listen, yeah? And lots of people have the opportunity to live in a monastery, but listen to the Dhamma, to the real Dhamma. Yeah? I mean, I could have gone to any kind of ashram, but I was drawn towards Lungda Mahabua, yeah? Because I had some sort of inclination. And whenever I heard of it, you know, it just shot right into my heart. Yeah? So that's true, yeah? And before that, you know, when I was in England or in Germany and listened to this teacher, I said, maybe, yeah, yes, that is right. No, this is not. Yeah, this is right, this is not, yeah. Until I came, yeah, I didn't have any questions anymore. For 7 years, I never had any questions. I knew only, okay, you have to practice like this and this and this and this and this. Okay, so.
I like what you said, that feeling good is the opposite of feeling bad. So if you're hungry and you eat and you take care of this thing bothering you, and you think, oh, this is great. You know, I had a good time and all that. And when you think about it, that good time is just the fact that you're not hungry anymore.
That's right. And that's what we don't understand. Yeah. I mean, we go, you know, some people go and exert themselves, you know. And while they exert themselves, I mean, it is dukkha, you know, when you run 15 kilometers, you know, when you jog 15 kilometers. And then they take their shower, you know, the warm shower and then the cold shower, and then they feel so great. Yeah. But while they were running, you know, I mean, it was a lot of dukkha. It's the same thing, you know. I mean, like I said, in Thailand, it's so obvious. Eh? I mean, I was the same kind of fool. That's why I know it. Eh? I was running to the beach, you know, lying there, you know, until it got hot, you know, and then it cooled off, and then got hot again, and cooled off. And in the evening, I was eating something, and that was such a fun. And then when you think about it, where is the fun? Yeah, there was no. Yeah. It's just, you know, the switching. That's what we, that is, I mean, the hotter the hot, yeah, and the colder the cold, the switching between hot and cold, is that what gives us excitement? Yeah. Okay. Questions? Mikantame? Mani? Kautai bang mai? Okay. Oh, เนี่ยเข้าใจอังกฤษเหรอปังนะโอเค
When on what stage we put this aim or this goal for this life before we born or
yes yeah how I mean that holds true for mostly for spiritual people yeah for people who just come to to the human plane, you know, just to go back, you know, to hell, you know, they just have a rest. They don't have a spiritual goal. But people, you know, the 30%, you know, the Naya, what the Lord Buddha said, the Naya, the 30% of people, you know, who swing forth and back, yeah, I mean, they normally come with a certain goal, yeah. And the more you've done your spiritual practice in previous lives, I mean, the earlier this spiritual goal appears, yeah.
It's a wish in your heart,
you know. I mean, this life, you know. And sometimes, you know, people decide, yeah. People decide, oh, at the moment it is very good, you know. There's a lot of Dhamma in Thailand, yeah. But the karma makes you born being in Germany. Yeah, I mean, that is the truth, yeah. I mean, you see, you know, you see from the great perspective, oh, at the moment there's lots of Dhamma, you know. And it is very well taught, you know, in Thailand, you know. But because, you know, because of your karma, you're born in Israel or in Germany or in Switzerland or wherever, you know. Huh? And then you have to find it, yeah. And there are so many obstacles to find it, yeah. But, yeah. And the more we have done spiritual practice, you know, in the previous life, the stronger and the sooner it will come through, yeah. Yeah. I mean, after working five years, you know, as an engineer or a research engineer, yeah, I mean, I was sick of it. I said, no, this doesn't make any sense, yeah. Yeah, I mean, for other people, you know, it takes until they're 60 or 70, you know, until they realize, there was something, something I forgot. And other people pick it up very, very quickly, you know, with 20, you know, especially when they're here in Thailand, with 20, you know, because it is shown everywhere. Yeah, they pick it up very quickly. Yeah, this is what I wanted to do. Okay?